You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network. Visit bpn.fm to discover more.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
Have you ever been running away from the life you chose? Tears streaming down your face, your back nodding and buckling under the weight of all the possessions you could carry, and you don't know why you chose to take what you took. All you need is yourself and some cash and the possibility of a freedom you used to know and long to know again. Ravens understands. Ravens, makers of the most comfortable slippers you've ever known. With over 4,000 five-star reviews, now make sneakers you can do anything in. Anything. Use code SPLITVALLEY at checkout to receive $10 off your first pair.
Ladies, it's your pal, Laura. I know, I always say that, but I really do feel like your pal. Oh, it's been a fantastic month here. Spring is just my favorite time of year, and all the beautiful flowers in my little garden are just, oh my goodness, they are just looking up at the sky, faces turned toward heaven saying, I miss this. I was so lonely all winter. Give me what you got, Mr. Sunshine. So, my daughter Cassie had her 14th birthday party, which was really just her and a bunch of other 8th grade girls sitting around a rec room on their phones, texting about other girls who weren't there. No, they're good girls with good values. And seeing Cassie and the young woman she and her friends are becoming, it just gives me a lot of hope for the future. Not to be too political. There did come one moment in the evening when I came downstairs with some Fluffernutter sandwiches because I have absolutely turned into my own mother. That is just a fact I'm going to have to live with. That they were really paying attention to each other. No eyes on the phone or the TV. They were doing each other's makeup using Caldwell Cosmetics' new Angelica line. Oh, I'm just so excited about this launch. I've been keeping it a secret for so long. The Angelica line comes in perfect colors for teen girls to make a statement without being too over the top. There are these fabulous palettes with some neutrals, this lovely little blush stick, makes a statement without being, you know, and three lip glosses in this pink, a clear, of course, and this sort of fabulous plummy shade. Now, what I really wanted was for Cassie to model some of these looks for you. She's just such a beautiful girl, that poreless skin, you know, and really knows herself, her own mind. She isn't feeling well today, so I just thought I'd do it for you. If a product works for one age group, it should work for all, and I really want you to see how versatile this line is. All you have to do is talk to your local Caldwell Cosmetics rep about getting these new colors added to your kit. The minimum order is 15, but I say take 30. Heck, take 45. They'll go fast. And make sure to tag Caldwell Cosmetics in your unboxing photos and videos. I have a tutorial.
didn't really think about it until right this second, but I've only ever had male bosses. And I've been working since I was 17, so almost 12 years? Let's see. Yeah. My boss at the pool that summer before senior year, that was Dylan. He was only like a year older than me. And then at the radio station at Vassar, it was this guy. What was his? Perry. Right. He was really cool, really talented, and he's doing really well, I think, as far as I can tell from social media or whatever. And then when I worked at the Apple store for a year, Craig, he sucked. And then here, or not here, but Columbia Radio, I was hired by Steven, and then... Is that another one? And after Steven, I worked for Johan. He was great. He always let me pursue my own stories, even if he didn't... Well, he didn't let me air any of them. But he let me use the studio to build up... What the fuck? And then Adam, I've been his assistant almost 2 years. Huh. I'm seeing another one of... It's a small tower, about maybe 2 feet tall, almost in the shape of a Christmas tree, but it's made of discarded tubes of mascara, lipstick, and Tampax applicators. Yep, I see some blood, just a little residual. Yikes. Also packets, old packets of... I'm taking a picture, of course, but packets of, like, sanitary wipes. Like, you know, I use them to wipe down airplane seats. And around this thing, there's... There's nothing. I've just come from the road. I entered about... Well, I've been walking about an hour and a half, so maybe 4 miles up the road from the Icarus, a little more, and I did not see one car. I passed a big Two Trees lumber truck, but it was just sort of parked at the edge of the woods. It's 11:30 a.m. But yeah, I was just thinking about all my bosses because Adam is gone, and I don't know where he is. I called our office, and I didn't freak out, but I sort of did a thing where I was like, hello, and I fished around a little bit to see if maybe anyone had seen him without really revealing that I don't know where the hell he is, and it was super clear no one had seen him and also that no one missed him. So, no one had noticed he's gone. I thought about reporting the car that stolen, but I don't want to. He might have gone somewhere totally innocuous, like antiquing, and just forgotten to tell me. He's done that before. I called his phone, and it goes straight to voicemail. I left, only 2 messages, and one of them was like, Adam... Adam! Adam, Adam! Is that...
Hello?
Shit,
Hello? Hi. Are you hiking?
Hi, no, I was just taking a walk.
Gorgeous day.
Yes, it... Sorry, can I ask, do you live here?
In the woods?
No, just in... Split Valley, are you a local?
I'm Steph.
Melanie, hi.
Hi, Melanie. What are you looking for?
I was just looking at this.
But were you looking for it, or did you find it?
I just saw it, I guess, happened upon it.
I'm not local, to answer your question. I'm just hiking. Are you local?
No, I'm just taking a road trip, finding myself. I'm staying at the Icarus Motel down the road.
I just come up here to take my mind off my troubles. It's so peaceful.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm sorry if I've intruded.
No,
sorry.
No, it's okay.
No, really, sorry. No, shit. Be sorry, Melanie. Be a journalist. Be a goddamn... Okay. Yeah, excuse me? Sorry. I've seen a few of these around. Do you know what they are?
They look like signposts to me.
Remind me of your name again?
I'm Steph.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say your last name.
That is my last name. It's the last name I ever intend to have. So, you're just road tripping, huh?
Well, I guess you could say I'm interested in finding what these posts lead to.
What's the worst thing that ever happened to you?
Happened to me, or like, worst thing that I caused?
Oh. Wow. Now I want to hear the worst thing you caused.
I ripped my sister's baby tooth out. We were in a fight over like a Barbie, or maybe a Skipper, and I was on top of her and she was yelling about Skipper or Barbie, and I reached down into her mouth where this tooth was like loose, but not at the point where there was just a thread between the gum and the root. I ripped it out. Just blood everywhere. The worst thing that happened to me, I think I could probably answer, but I really think the worst is yet to come.
All right. You warm enough?
Yeah, I'm pretty warm.
This way. It's a long walk. You'll warm up.
Episode 2 of Split Valley features Paul Guyatt as soothing male voice, Meg McCary as Laura, Kylie McQuail as Melanie, and Michelle Beck as Steph. Written by Caroline V. McGraw. Sound designed by James Hansen. Directed by Eddie Prunowski. Music composed by Luke Santi. Produced by Five on a Match.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at suffsmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on S.E. Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com. The Outsiders, S.E. Hinton's generation-defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com and, of course, stay gold. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the SUPs. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, SUFS celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat, and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Suffs has arrived on Broadway, and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suffsmusical.com.